This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 488 for Monday, July 22nd. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures surge ahead in heavy activity on Monday, being fueled most likely by spec funds liquidating their short positions. The November canola contract advances $26.90 at $673.10 per ton, and the January contract jumps $26.10 at $677.80 per ton. An analyst says now that the November canola contract has soared above its resistance level of $650 per ton, the next resistance is likely around $685 to $695. The November canola contract is above its major moving averages, adding to its bullish tone. Sharp gains in the Chicago soy complex are adding to canola's increases, with more support coming from higher values in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Small losses in crude oil are trying to put a lid on further upswings in the oil seeds. Alberta says its canola rate 72% good to excellent, but warns the heat wave could pull it down. The Canadian dollar eases back on Monday afternoon, with the loonie at 72.72 U.S. cents, compared to Friday's close of 72.85. Bloomberg is reporting that several energy and agricultural firms in the United States are gearing up to crush more canola, that is domestically grown canola, as to meet the biofuel criteria set down by the Biden administration. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announces a private sale for 133,000 tons of new crop corn to Mexico. The USDA issues its export inspections report, and for the week ending July 18th, soybeans increased from last week to 327,000 tons. Corn export inspections slip to less than 971,000 tons, and those for wheat drop hard to 238,000 tons. The USDA will issue its crop progress report later this afternoon. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Monday. The November contract advances 33 cents at $10.69 per bushel. August soy oil climbs more than 0.4 of a cent at 47 cents per pound. August soy meal adds $6.80 at $343.60 per short ton. Also in Chicago, September corn gains a dime at $4 per bushel. September oats rise 8.5 cents at $3.45. The U.S. wheat complex is higher, as Chicago September is up a nickel at $5.48. Kansas City September gets its 2 cents worth at $5.72. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September jumps 12 cents at 6.21.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Monday, July 22nd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.